Okay, Rabosa, let us begin. First, I mean, this is Mr. Shear's last day with us, so just want to thank him for spending the week. It was a big chizuk for everyone, for sure. And welcome to the guests, the Bozens, the Dufflers, and let's go. Okay, so we're starting a new sugya. I want to take this slow. Okay, Zevi, I'm taking this slow, trying to build it up. So our Gemara is now, we finished with the introduction to the Masechet, and now the Gemara tells us, there's a line in the end of the Gemara, Mishnah, Hatzara Shava Shebehen, that there's a common denominator between all Nezikim. So the Gemara wants to know, La'asuye Mai, what is that Hatzara Shava coming to include? So the Gemara is going to have now in the above and out four possibilities. The first possibility is Abaye, and Abaye is going to teach us Avno Sakinu Maso, Shemikim Rosh Gago, and we discussed that sugya at length, you might recall, when we learned the gris. So I decided we're going to put it on the side for now. Maybe we'll come back to it, but I wanted to focus on the second piece of Gemara, and that is Rava. So Rava says, what is the chiddush of Hatzara Shava Shevahen? Rava Amar La'asuye Bor HaMiskalgel Beragle Adam Uberagle Behema. So the case is of a Bor HaMiskalgel. You have a Bor, a hazard, that is a rolling hazard, it's being kicked around, and it does damage. So the Gemara has a back and forth, what exactly is the case, and the Gemara concludes that this is a combination of a shore plus boar. Why is it a boar? Because what's causing the damage? A public hazard is causing the damage. But is this public hazard undertaking some kind of motion? It's in motion, so therefore it has a quality of shore. It has a little bit of both. That's a combo plan, and therefore that is the chiddush of Hatzara Shava Shebahem. Okay, that's basically the Gemara. And a Rashi comments, Bor HaMiskalgel, Rashi says, Kagon Hiniach Evnu Sarabim, Uva Odo Bimkomo Lo Hizika. So the Bala Bor goes in and puts it into a Sarab. And while it's in its current place, location A, it does not do damage. The Gilgala Ragle Adim Behema La Makom Acher. And now it gets kicked to another place. And in that new place, v'hizika shav. Now Rashi learns that when it got kicked to another place, is it in motion when it does damage, or is it stationary when it does damage? It's stationary when it does damage, and therefore it's a boar, but it's not a classic boar, because it wasn't placed there by the bala boar. It was placed in a different location. It got moved there, and therefore this is going to be a boar, but it needs an assist of shore. Good? Now then Rashi has the following comment. But there was an alternative possibility. And the alternative possibility was that it did not do damage once it became stationary in that new location, but it did damage while in motion. And Rashi says, "I bahade da'azle mazke lo garcina." If you're talking about a case where it was kicked, and then while in motion, this moving bowling ball does damage, that is not the case. That is not the case. And that's, Rashi says, period. That's not the case. So that's a little bit vague. Rashi doesn't fill in a lot of the blanks over here. And that's where Tosis comes in. So I'm going to, how many of you got from beginning to end of Tosis? No problem. No problem. Okay. How many of you got to the beginning and end of Tosis with perhaps some bumps along the road? Okay, great. How many of you did not finish Tosis? You raised your hand for A and C.
No, we did like half of it inside, like the rest outside.
Okay. So I want to work through Tosis. Okay, we're going to go inside every word of Tosis, and then we'll start to build out. So Tos says as follows: La'asuye bor hamiskalgel bekol hasvarim kosev iva hada kaazle kamazki kocho. So first of all, Tos says the authentic girsa of this Gemara is Rashi's girsa, or the girsa Rashi says no, the girsa Rashi didn't accept. So Tos basically says the dominant girsa is the one that Rashi did not adopt. All the Svarim have the Girsa Rashi doesn't like. And what does that Girsa say? That the damage happens while in motion. And then the Gemara says, Kochohu. That's very, very important. Kochohu. When you hear the term Kocho, what does that transmit? What? Adam Hamasik. if it's kochov, I kick something, if I throw something, if it's coming from my power, even though my foot didn't do it, my foot kicked the bowling ball, and now the bowling ball rolled and did something, my force is behind that bowling ball, and therefore that's called Adam Hamazik. So that is the girsa that Rashi doesn't accept, and that's the girsa that Tosfos is going to try and sustain. So the Gemara says it's damages, according to Tosfos, Bahadi de Ka'azli Maskile, Kochohu. And why does Rashi not buy it? Rashi says, the time Ishum Damil Kaman Behemeniach, Ein Darkan Shopene Adam Lizbonim Bitrach. Is that when a person is walking, do we have an expectation for a person to watch exactly where he's going?
No.
When you walk, where are your eyes? They're straight ahead, they're not down. Although, since I'm wearing these shoes, I tend to look down more. Just in case, there's some hazards around. That's a private comment between me and Mr. Ivry. You walk looking ahead, you don't walk looking down. As such, are you going to be chay for Adam Hamazik? The answer is? The answer is no. Why? Because you don't have, people walk, when they walk, they look down. Now, I want to just do a little chazara over here and make sure that we're fully on top of our game. Don't we assume Adam Muad La'olam? Don't we assume Adam Muad La'olam? So here all of a sudden, we're saying, a guy's walking, he doesn't look down, he kicks a bowling ball. According to Rashi, the bowling ball goes ahead and breaks some stuff. It came from his kocho, and nevertheless, he's putter. Why? Because people don't look down. And I say, who cares if people don't look down? Adam Muad La'olam. A person is always responsible for his actions. And therefore, what difference does it make if he does or doesn't look down? That's my question. No one deals with this question. Tos is assuming, yeah, no problem. Yeah, person, that's what Rashi means. That person doesn't look down, we're good to go. What's how do you deal with that problem? Yeah! Das. Adam Muad La'olam. Bain air, bain yashin. Even if he's sleeping, Adam Muad La'olam. So what's the answer to the problem? Yeah! This is easy. Eitan Kavosh.
So easy, classic exception case.
Go ahead.
Just like one of the Muad La'olam, we have a pasuk, we also have a pasuk,
It's not a cop out answer. Can I be tough on you?
Sure.
It's a bad answer.
There's no pasuk.
We have a din called Adam Muad La'olam, and now there is an idea that when a person walks, he doesn't pay attention to what's below. That's a chazak. Like a chazak, a person doesn't pay attention. That's not a puzzle. Don't puzzle like that. No puzzle. That's a svara. A person doesn't look down. And therefore, if he doesn't look down, we don't hold him responsible. We don't hold him responsible. He doesn't look down. I'm saying we always hold Adam responsible. That's what Adam Muad La'olam means. Is that true? I'm asking a klutz kasha. It's a kasha, but it needs a... Now you're redemption. Redemption.
The pasuk is talking about a key to the
Don't say pasuk. Don't give me pasuk. Don't give me pasuk. Rabosai, refresh my memory. I have forgotten. Refresh my memory. Refresh up. How many explanations did we see when we learned the sugya of Adam Muad La'olam? How many explanations did we see? Are there any exceptions in the Yerushalmi that says that a person is always going to be chayav for Adam Muad La'olam? Is it always the case? Let's say I go to sleep. After I go to sleep, someone puts a vase on the dresser, and then I turn over my sleep and I knock down the vase. Am I chayav for that? I'm not chayav. Everyone agrees I'm not chayav for that. Why? What is the standard? When do we say Adam Muad La'olam? When not? Three shitas and rishon. We'll go with the first two. What did Tosfos say? What? Very, very good enough. In other words, We said you have a range of responsibility. What is the most heightened level of responsibility? Is a shoel. A shoel is chayv and everything. What is the lowest level of responsibility? A shomer? China. And what do you have right in the middle? A shomer sachar. Very good. Shomer sachar. Shomer sachar is chayv in two things. What is a shomer sachar chayv in? Geneva and aveda. Which one of those derelictions of shmira is a greater dereliction of shmira? If he's a if he loses it, or if it got stolen from him, which one is a greater dereliction of shmira? A greater dereliction. In which one is he more responsible? If he lost it, or if it got stolen from him? He's more responsible if he lost it than if it got stolen from him. Setosis. A mazik, Adam, shmiras gufo olav. He has to be shomer what? His guf, to what level? To what level? So if he is ones like an aveda, he's chayv. You're responsible. If it's a ones ke'en aveda, you're chayv. Ones ke'en geneva, you're potter. So how will that kick in over here? How's that going to apply over here? Apparently, when you're walking down the street and now things happen underfoot, that's you did something. You did something. If Adam Mu'ad La'olam was an absolute chiyuv, then you would be chayv. But here we're saying Adam Mu'ad La'olam is not an absolute chiyuv. And as long as you're acting to the level of a shomer sachar with respect to gneva, you're good. In other words, the Torah does not impose a higher order expectation upon you to examine every step that you take. That's already beyond the scope of Shmiras Gufo Olav, and therefore you're not going to be chayv. That's how Tosas would understand this chazak. You understand Eitan how we're saying different? Or Eitan says, he quoted, he might recall the Rabbeinu Yeshaya in the Shita Mekubetz. He says, Ones Rachmona Patre, or as I heard over here, an Ones Gomor, is maybe what the Pshat in the Gemara is when I'm walking up, when I'm walking, am I allowed to walk? Yes. Am I allowed to walk? Now, I only have a limited range of vision. So I can either walk down, look down, or I can look forward. I can't look everywhere. So once we understand the better place to look is forward, not downwards. So now when it comes to something happening below my feet, how are we going to characterize that halachically? As an onus. An onus, Rachmana Patre, even though Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Good? And then we saw Ramban above Metzia. We're not going to go there. But I just want to make that point. Understand the point that this Gemara is flouting. This Tosis is flouting the normal rule of Adam Mu'ad La'olam. And we can solve it by understanding that Adam Mu'ad La'olam, as we discussed, is not a 100% absolute halacha. So far, so good? Okay, right. Now, so Tosis tells us, according to this alternative girsa, so you're walking, and you're kicking the bowling ball, and the bowling ball now rolls and does damage. So is the Baal Ha, is the kicker, I'm going to call him the kicker, is he going to be chayev? According to Rashi, no. Why is he not going to be chayev? Because ones, either ones, or he's not going to be chayev. He's allowed to walk in that fashion. What about the Baal HaTakala? What about the Baal HaBor, the Baal HaBowling ball? Is he chayev? Ubaal HaTakala, Nami ein lechayvo mitam adam amazik. He's chayv. But what did the language, what's the girsa say? It says kochohu. What does kochohu mean? It means adam amazik. He's going to be chayv. But not because of adam amazik. Why is he going to be chayv? He's going to be chayv because of which mazik? Because of esh. Ela, mishum dechashiv kurag mitzuyev, ahave esho, is when he walks and he kicks the bowling ball, is there an expectation that when you're in the public thoroughfare, when you're in the public domain, that people are going to walk there? Yes. And people are going to kick there? Yes. And stuff is going to move around there? Yes. So when you put a public hazard there, the movement that's going to be created by people walking around is called a ruach mitzuya al pidin, and it's no different than you setting up an eish with a ruach mitzuya. That is your status, your chai midin eish, not midin adam hamask. Okay, Joshua? Excellent. Okay, now. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Is Tosis satisfied with Rashi? No. So Tosis says, slow down. I believe, says Tosis, ve'ein lamacha. No need to erase the girsa, the historic girsa, bishvil kach. Dele'inyan kedei shelo yelchu kol kach bechozek. Shiatizu v'yaziku darko lisbonen shabir. Which means, does the Gemara say people don't look down, they only look forward? Yes. But is that an absolute concept?
No.
It's not an absolute concept. There is, you can divide that into categories. When does a person not careful about where he's stepping? Where he's stepping. So if there's some kalim on the ground, I walk forward, I look forward, I step on things, I break them, I'm potter. Because ein darkol is bonein, we don't say adam u'adol with respect to that. But with respect to kicking things around, that's a different story. Kicking and sending things flying, etc., that a person is careful about. He's not careful about where he steps, but he's careful about where he kicks. And as a result, that he is careful about. And if he kicks something, says Tosfos, he kicks the bowling ball, and while it's in motion, does damage. Will the kicker be chayv? The kicker will be chayv. Why will it be chayv? Because of Adam Hamazik. And a person is expected to watch where he's kicking. Now, one second. Ulahaki parech, and that's why the Gemara asks, meaning this is in the question of the Gemara, kocho, he is kocho, v'yechayev ha-megalgel hakol. And under that havamin, at that stage of the Gemara, who should be chayev? The kicker or the bowling ball owner, should they share chiyuvim or exclusively the kicker? Exclusively the kicker. V'lo bal hatzakol. So Tosis says, at this stage, it's Adam HaMazik, it makes sense, and the Baal HaTakala, I put down a bowling ball, now you kick, not my problem, it's the kicker's problem entirely. Okay, now Tosis Akash. Ari?
I'm bothered
the
difference between kicking and something.
Yeah, but it's... But you can accept it. I know it might bother you, but... Okay, yeah?
Why can't we compare us, in some sense, walking in this case from versus kidneys with versus regular? And versus, what I mean by that is that why do we deem an ox other from that? Because it's the only way to walk.
We'll see. Hold on.
It's the only way of guys to walk.
You're right. And the walking part is okay. The walking part's okay. The kicking part's not the okay.
Why?
Because
for some people, it's a normal way to walk to rocks as they walk.
Not at all. No, that's not called normal. That's not called normal. No. That's we'll get there. That's not called normal.
That's something goony.
Okay. Well, now Rabosa. So says Tosis. We have a kash, and Tosis now is going to invoke a kash, and this becomes a critical line in Tosis. The afal gav d'gabe kelev shenotel hacharora. So the din, a dog takes a. A biscuit. Now, how do they make biscuits? With coals. So the biscuit now has a coal attached to it. So it's a biscuit with a charara, with a coal. The halach l'gadish uparach b'gemara. And what happened is he ate the cracker, and he lit fire to the field. So the Gemara says uparach b'gemara the lechaya bal hagacheles nami shubalatakola. Hainu mish'ah. So Tos says, in that case, a dog takes a biscuit that has a coal. Is a coal, what's a coal? The coal is dangerous. So there's the creator of that coal, it's a danger. If you put it in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, that's dangerous. That's a boar in the Rosh Hasharab. It's attached to this biscuit. The dog picks it up, moves it somewhere, catches fire there. Says the Gemara, who's chayiv? Says the Gemara, the owner of the coal is chayiv in part, and the Baal HaKelev is chayiv in part. They share chiv. So Tos is bothered. Why? I disagree. It says over here, Ulechayev Baal HaKacheles Nami. Nami. Baal HaTakola. So they're both going to be chayev. Hainu, Mish'ah. So what's the, so Rabbo said, there's a kashya. What's Tos is asking? What's Tos is asking? In a case where you're kicking the bowling ball, who's chayev?
The kicker.
In the case of the kelev, who's chayev? Both. So why do we say that the kelev is o is both? Is the Baal HaTakol is also chayev? And when it comes to the kicker, it's only the what?
Kicker.
It's only the kicker. So Tos says it's a fundamental difference. What's the fundamental difference?
Das.
So Tos says when the kicker kicks, is he doing it with consciousness, with what I will call malice, with a forethought, with kavana? Yes. And therefore, that action usurps the chiyuv of the Baal HaTakala. When a dog acts, what's he doing? He's doing something instinctive. And once he's doing it instinctively, that's not going to relieve the original hazard creator from chiyuv. Good? That's what Tosis is going to be mechalik. And Tosis says, let's finish. Tosis says, nami. So Gemara says, no, kelev is lav bar deyahu. Aval hocha hamekalkal bar deyahu teda. And Tosis makes the following argument, which is an interesting argument. Let's say I light a fire. I build a takola. Dangerous. And now you go ahead and take someone's property and toss it into the fire. Would anyone say that that should be a shared chiv? Would anyone say that's a shared chiv? No. So it says, Im hidlik eish upo achar v'sarv talis b'chavero o chofar bor upo achar v'dochav shor chaver l'tocho ein svara shishai bal habor o bal ha'esh. Now, we're going to stop here for a second. So what's Tosis basically saying? If you're acting, if you're a bar das, if you're acting with das, what does that do to the what I'm going to call the partnership chiv?
Eliminates it.
It relieves the first and creates full chiv on the other. No different than you build a fire, I fill someone's talis in the fire. For sure, I am chayv and the Baal HaEish is not chayv. Does everyone agree to that conclusion? Who doesn't agree to that conclusion? Okay, Rabbeinu Peretz does not agree to that conclusion. What does Rabbeinu Peretz say in the case of the bowling ball? In the case of the bowling ball, the creator of the placer of the bowling ball in the Rosh Hasharabim is Chayav Chatzi, and the kicker is Chayav Chatzi. Now, do you think Rabbeinu Peretz agrees that if I build a fire and someone else takes a talus and throws it into the fire, does he agree with the conclusion of Tosis?
Yes.
What? I think so too. I think everyone's going to agree that when it comes to the fire case, the creator of the fire is going to be putter, and the person who throws the talus in is going to be chayv 100%. So we have here a machlokes, Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosis, how to understand these cases. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, in the bowling ball case, they share chiv. According to Tosis, in the bowling ball case, that's exactly parallel to. That's exactly parallel to a talus in a fire case. And talus in fire, for sure, only the throw of the talus is chayiv. So too the bowling ball case. You want to talk about that, machlokas, a little bit? You hear the shaila? Well, what's the nekudas hamachlokas? What's the argument between the Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosis? Before we get there, I want to just bring you on a quick detour. I want to share with you one other sugya. Okay, did you get to base? You didn't get to base? Really? You didn't get to base. Can I do? Can I just introduce you to base for a second? Just a quick base for a second. Just take a look for a second. Look at. Turn over the page. This is a Gemara you're familiar with. We learned this Gemara a while ago. Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin. What you have over here is a guy. Look at Amar Rava, fourth line down. I take a person, I tie him up. Right in front of a lion's den. Amar Rava, kofto lifnei ari. If you tie him up in front of a lion's den, and the lion comes and does what? Kills him. Says the Gemara, striking, I am Potter. Now when we say Potter, are you going to get it upstairs? Badly. But downstairs, is Bezdin going to kill you? Bezdin does not kill you. Why? Because who killed the victim? The lion killed the victim. Miss Bosen, you don't like it. Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Okay. Now, the next line of the Gemara is Rav Ashi Amar, the Ari Potter, Lifnei Yitushin. But if you tie someone up in front of a swarm of deadly insects, and then the insects venomously bite, chayv. I know it doesn't. I understand. It doesn't make any sense. But that is what Rava says. So look at Tosis over here. Tosis in Masechet. Now, do you think this has anything to do with our sugya?
Yes.
Do you think it has anything to do with our sugya?
No.
So Tosis comes along here and says, "Kafto lifnei Ari Potter, ein chiluk ben yitushin la'ari." There's no real difference between mosquitoes and a lion. No difference. Elamishum destam ari adayin lo hitchil lachbobo shim kofatz kvar olav ha'ari lo ha'yochel isasek l'kafoto aval stam yitushin kvar hitchilu lipol olav afagab dehani azav hani acher kasav aloshna. Tosis is basically bothered by the question you're bothered by, not by the question Mrs. Bose is bothered by. That doesn't bother us at all. What Tosis is bothered by is the following. Is what difference does it make if it's mosquitoes or an ari? If you tell me by the lion, you're putter, you should be putter by the mosquitoes. You putter in both cases. So Tosis says you're right. You're right. 100% correct. And the only difference is a purely technical one. What's the purely technical difference, Tosa says? Well, is the lion like here presently right now? If the lion was here presently right now, would you be able to tie him up? No. Because either you'd be eaten or the guy would be eaten, but it's not shaykh. So what it means is the cases are different. The lion is not around, you tie him up, and now the lion comes independently and eats him up. That is your potter. But in the case of Yitushin, can you tie a guy up with mosquitoes flying around?
Yeah.
Sure you can. You can tie him up with mosquitoes flying around. So but there's some mosquitoes flying around. You tie him up. They're already there. They're already present. The killer mosquitoes are there. And since the killer mosquitoes are there, doing what they do, so that you are chayv for. In other words, it's like a grumma idea. In other words, if the mosquitoes are there, so then and now you're tying the guy up, you're basically, mosquitoes are your vehicle. It's your hammer, that you're, it's your axe, it's your sword. And therefore, you're going to be chayav. If it's a lion, you couldn't tie up the lion. You couldn't have tied the guy while the lion is there. So apparently the lion is not there yet. That's already stage two. And since it's a stage process, that's krama, and you're punter for the lion, you're chayav for the mosquitoes. Good? Okay. Turn the page. Turn the page. Look at the run. Look at the run, second paragraph. Kofto lifnei ha'ari, do you see it?
Yes.
So it says the run as follows. Oh. So he quotes this Gemara in Sanhedrin. I want you to see how this ties into our Tosfos. Okay, that's what I want you to see. Kofto lifnei ari, potter lifnei yitushin chai. Perish Rashi, tamid kofto lifnei ari, potter mishum de'i nami lo haya kofos, ena yachal yitzat lahatzam in ari. So the Rashi gives a different shot. Rashi says, if you didn't tie up the guy, would the lion still be able to get him?
Yeah,
so you're tying up the lion, the guy has not done anything. The lion is still going to get him, and therefore that's the difference in the Ari and the Yitush. Now he says, this is what you want to underline. V'yesh mefarshim, deha dekofto lifnei Ari depater, ein sarich lomar im koftoho v'achakak ba'ari v'achalo shupater, ela afilu afapi, shahaya ha'ari son. The Ari is there, not like Tosfos. He's right there. The kaftu, and you tie him, and somehow you got your, you figured out how to tie the guy up without the Ari being a threat to you. And now the Ari goes ahead and eats him up. You are pater. The Ari is right here. Why are you pater? Says the Ran, Mishum da Ari, adaite de nafshe ka'achu. In other words, how do we see? You ever go to a safari? You ever been? You ever go to the zoo?
Yeah.
Okay, you've been to the zoo. Whenever you go to the zoo and you visit the lions, what are the lions always doing?
Sleeping.
They're always sleeping. Lions, they say they're the king of the king of the jungle. Yeah, they're the most. They're sheep. They're docile. They're always sleeping, unless they're hungry. And when they're hungry, then you want to stay away. 90% of the time they're sleeping, and then they get hungry once in a while. And they attack. Okay. Says the Ran. And Ari, the reason you're putter is because adaite de nafshe ka'ovit. And that's why you're putter. Why are you chayav by Yitushin? Because Yitushin are not operating adaite de nafshe. What does that mean? Tell me what the Ran is saying. What's the Ran saying? What?
They always bite. It's not their nature just to wait till they're hungry.
The mosquitoes, the Yitushin. Yitushin, says Mrs. Bozen, are instinctive actors. They do not operate with das. They are instinctive operators. And as such, when you tie them up, what is going to happen? He's going to be bitten to death, that's the word I'm looking for, bitten to death by the Yitush. What about by a lion? By a lion, maybe yes, maybe no. And says the Ran, the lion therefore is a free agent. And the lion's das will now sever the nexus between the
tire, the person tying the guy up, and the death. I didn't kill him. The lion chose to kill him. Yes, I might be an indirect cause. I might be a facilitator. But there's a severance of nexus because of the independent act of the free agent that is the lion. What is Tosa saying by us? What is our Tosa saying? Our Tosa says, what's the difference between the Kelev case and the bowling ball case? I'll get to you in a second. In the bowling ball case, what did Tosa say? Guy kicks the bowling ball. The Baal HaTakala is potter. Why is the Baal HaTakala potter? Because the kicker is a free agent. His action now severs the nexus between the Hezek and the Baal HaTakala and the Hezek, and that creates full liability on the kicker. What about if it's a dog? If it's a kelev? And the kelev is bringing the charara. So in such a case, is there still nexus between the Baal HaTakala, the kacheles, and the hezek? The answer is yes. Why? Because in order to sever nexus, what do you need? You need das. The kelev is operating. The kelev operates without das. We assume the kelev is, if you will, like yitushin. It's just walking around, carrying its weight for wherever. It just walks around. That is not going to sever the chiyuv as mazik of the Baal HaTakala. Yes, Mr. Duffer.
I'm not buying this.
Okay.
If there's obviously a difference between an insect and a lion, and one is its purpose is to go out and sting, and the lion only gets hungry 10% of the time. Okay, fine. But if you tie up the person, okay, at some point within, say, a 24-hour period, even if it's only 1 hour in that 24-hour period, the lion's going to get hungry. And if you're tied up because someone tied you up, then at some point he's going to come and eat you.
For sure.
And I think there's a big difference, and he should be responsible. However, there's a big difference between tying him up versus I'm going to take the guy out to the jungle or whatever, leave him in front of a lion's den, and say, you're on your own now. If you live, you live. If you die, you die, and that's it. And there's a big difference between that, where at least he has the ability to escape while the lion is still docile and maybe get away, okay, versus if he's tied up, he has no choice in the matter. By tying him up, you know at some point the lion's going to come out and eat him.
It's true. I don't deny anything you're saying, other than the foul. Is it's a subtle point. It's a subtle point, but what I'm saying is, let's add it. Let's leave out. Take a line out of it. We're not talking about a line anymore. We are talking about maybe the son of sin. Okay. We're talking about a human being, a serial killer who really, really likes
to. By the way, you just dated yourself.
That's I did it. That's exactly why I did it.
Just like who?
Right. Exactly. That's why I did it.
Just you and I know.
And that's what I'm saying. So a serial killer. Who, a serial killer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, same idea. Yeah, okay. Choose your okay. So, in that scenario, would you tell me that the person tying the guy up, is a rotsek? That's the question. Is he a rotsek?
So, even in the case of a serial killer, if a serial killer's, sick mindset is to kill other people. At some point, unless he's into it for the chase, if he's not into it for the chase, okay, and his mindset is to kill people, and he sees a guy tied up, that's an easy kill. If the guy's not tied up and has the ability to possibly escape the serial killer,
you're right. The lion at some point is going to wake up. But the way the Ran is understanding a lion is he's understanding the lion as an independent agent. He's an independent actor. And like a human being, Like a human being.
But a lion isn't an animal. It has no mind of its own. And even a serial killer has such a sick psyche that it is not
what I'm saying
a normal sound mind.
I understand.
To know
I'm with you. I hear you. And I hear your logic. I'm just saying what the Ron is saying. What the Ron is saying is, adaitei denafshei, it means a human being who's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. This is what he likes to do. But sometimes he chooses to, and sometimes he doesn't choose to. Sometimes he takes a nap. Sometimes he doesn't. So once there is another independent agent that's making a choice, that, says the Ron, absolves the original bad guy. He's a bad guy. No one's exonerating him from. No one's saying you're heading to Gan Eden. Like the Basco's not coming down. But he's a bad guy. But he's not a rotseach, because the independent agent that is the serial killer, or, as the Ron says, even this lion, that will sever me from being called a rotseach. You cannot say the lion is just a sword.
Do you agree with that?
I honestly, if you were a Talmud of mine, in a real way, I would say that it's not relevant. Because that's not what I'm trying. I'm not trying to share my opinion.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand what the Ron is saying. If I was arguing in a modern day court of law, would I make the argument? I don't think so. But what I'm saying is, my task right now is to understand the Ron.
Okay.
And what I'm doing with this Ron is to apply the idea of the Ron into our tosis. And what the Ron is basically saying, it's a chiddush. And obviously, I don't need to argue on the Ron, because Rashi and Tosfos argue on the Ron. The Ron is creating a novel idea, but his idea is telling you, once you have an independent agent, that by definition absolves the prior malfeasant actor, the Bala Takala, or the tire, from responsibility. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos over here. And so if I'm acting with the kicker of the ball is acting with Das, that by definition will now absolve the Bala Takala. And the next line of Tosfos, which we'll stop here, is going to tell you, yeah, but what about a case where, let's say, the Gemara tells another case, that you have a person who pushes someone into a boar. So the Gemara says, a person pushed someone into a boar, shneim chayav, the bala boar is chayav, and the person is chayav. Now, if you just told me what you just told me, then that can't be true. It should only be the person, not the bala boar. So how did Tosfos answer that problem? Tosfos says, when we talk about that case of pushing him into a boar, he didn't push him into a boar. What did he do? He inadvertently bumped into him. You know what I mean? He did it without kavana. Once you do it without kavana, then is that going to relieve the prior actor from his... No. So as long as you're acting as an independent agent, a bar das, then that will relieve your prior responsibility. If you're not acting as an independent agent, if you're not acting as your own bar das, either because... the Kelev case, or because you're acting inadvertently, accidentally, then the prior Bala Takala is still going to be chayav. Okay, we'll think about that a little bit. We'll dream about that a little bit, and we will, Mirtz Hashem, pick up and finish this up. There's going to be a lot of ramifications to this topic in a lot of different areas. It's going to come up in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Yitzicha, in Hilchos Nezikin. Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow.
I'm sorry.